Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Yesterday, I wanted to help you see that the devil wants us to think that God is a tyrannical master, that God takes away our freedom by giving us the Ten Commandments and the moral law and the laws of the Catholic Church. See, Satan wants us to rebel against God, just like a slave would rebel against a master. But also yesterday, we tried to explain the way that the Ten Commandments, the moral law, are really just an expression of our God-given design. It's like the owner's manual. And the more we follow our design, the more free we become. But the more we go against our design, the less free we become until we destroy ourselves. Now today, we have to understand the nature of freedom and the limits of human nature. Our God-given free will, the freedom to choose, is a very great gift. It's what makes us free to shape our own character, to choose our own destiny, to determine the kinds of persons we shall become. And yet, says St. Thomas, our freedom to choose only pertains to a choice of means, not to a choice of the ends. What does he mean by that? He means that we are free to choose among different kinds of actions or strategies or external things to pursue, but we are not free to decide what our happiness, our flourishing, our fulfillment consists in. That has already been determined, and there is nothing we can do about it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our human nature and our purpose are unchangeable. A thing's nature tells you what the thing is necessarily. A triangle has three sides. It necessarily has three sides. If it didn't have three sides, it wouldn't be a triangle. It would be something else. The same applies to a thing's purpose, which comes from its nature. The purpose of a light bulb is to provide light. If it doesn't do that, it's not a good light bulb, plain and simple. Now, we human beings have a definite nature, and with that nature comes a definite purpose. We are what we are by necessity. We necessarily have bodies and souls, intellects and wills and passions, and from that nature comes our purpose, truth and love and beauty, all leading ultimately to union with God and heaven. And there's nothing we can do to change that purpose. It's based on what we are. Our only choice is whether we will achieve our purpose or whether we'll break ourselves. That's the choice we are free to make. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Acting against the nature or purpose of a thing means to damage or break it. Whether we look at artificial objects or natural objects, we see that we can't change their natures. We can only use them rightly or break them. If you want a fish, an actual live fish, you'll have to respect its nature. You'll have to give it the right amount of fish food, and you got to put it in the right water. I learned this the hard way when cleaning the tank of a seawater fish. I put the poor little guy in a bowl of fresh water and killed him. See, if you don't put the fish in the right kind of water, you break the fish. Why do I always have to learn things the hard way? So too, if you want a light bulb to work right, you have to respect its design and purpose. For instance, you'll have to connect it to some electricity source. Now, what you can't do is try to change the light bulb's purpose and still expect it to work. You can't, for instance, use a light bulb to hammer nails into wood. The nails won't go into the wood, and you will break that light bulb in the process. Now, the same goes for us. We are free to not respect our nature and purpose, but we are not free to change our nature and purpose. Our nature and purpose are what they are. And if we try to change our nature and our purpose, what happens is very simple. We break. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We are right now at the most extreme point in all of human history of trying to change human nature, of eradicating all distinctions of nature. We are running around saying that men can be women and women can be men. We're saying that humans can be cats and dogs are the same as humans. We're saying that people can be enhanced, that we'll evolve or we'll modify ourselves into a new kind of species. But the fact is, we're not free to do any of that. It's like pretending a light bulb can be a hammer or pretending that a fish can breathe without water. Now, we are free to pretend that way about light bulbs or fish or tragically even people, but it's a deadly game of pretend because all it does is destroy, maim, mutilate, and warp people. It causes despair and suicide and death. Because even though you're free to act against your nature and your purpose, the only thing that comes from it in the end is that God's beautiful sons and daughters are broken. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There is only one road. We can't change the road. We are free, though, to decide which direction we will take. We only have one human nature. It's set. It's like a single road stretching out in two directions. That road is fixed. It's unchangeable. It's what we are. And we will walk on that road. Our choice is, what direction will we go? To the right or to the left? Will we turn to the right and follow the road in the direction that leads to fulfillment, flourishing, the wonderful surprise of things working more and more rightly? Will we take the direction that leads to God and glory in heaven? Or will we turn to the left, go the wrong way, against the direction of nature, and follow the road that undermines and attacks our humanity, twisting our bodies, twisting our minds and souls, walking further and further as the road grows more and more crooked, until finally we come to the place prepared for the devil and his angels, the last abode of the willfully bent, those who preferred to be sick and wrong forever. We can't choose the road of our nature, and we can't choose where the road finishes up at either end. All we can choose is which way we will go. That's the freedom we have. We'd better be very careful how we use it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm not sure what even to ask at the end of that meditation.
That's a pretty intense one.
That's what I was thinking. That's pretty intense.
It's pretty heady.
That's not what I expected you to say.
What did you expect me to say?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting anything.
It's hard to expect anything with this one.
I mean, this is the beauty of our conversations. They're never scripted. I don't know what to expect.
Never know what to say. I would say this is one of our most existential ones, and I think that's because this is this problem that everyone's been discussing for a long time about who is what is very, very existential, and people don't realize that. But we have a very existential culture where we don't know how to define anything, and it's getting harder and harder to say what anything is or where it comes from. We've lost our building blocks, and I sympathize with that deeply because it's a very strong, strong sentiment right now. And it can really destroy all meaning and purpose in life.
Wow, you've just hit the, like always, you've hit the nail on the head. This is the root problem we have in our culture. We have forgotten or been blinded to what we are, and what the purpose of our life is.
Yeah.
That God made something. Do you realize, Teresa, that the human person is the highest and most beautiful aspect of the visibly created world?
I realize it, but I forget it. And I think, moreover, I think people, I don't understand how people don't see that.
I'll give you a phrase that will sum it up. Cardinal von Balthasar, maybe the smartest dude in the 20th century.
The smartest dude in the 21st century. 20th, I see.
He said this, sin diminishes sight. The more we sin, the more we blind ourselves to reality and the reality of ourselves to the point where we can't even see what we are.
Because people are always saying, but sin is natural, which implies that that is what we are.
Yeah, and then we begin to act upon what we think we are, this distortion, where God gave us the most beautiful thing, human nature, that is designed to use its freedom to receive the gift of divine nature and become like God forever. And that nature has a design, an order,
It has meaning.
It has meaning.
Which, if you remove that design and if you remove that order, you lose the meaning.
And you destroy it.
I think that's something that always, it makes me very sad about our culture right now, is that people are always desperately searching for meaning. But we've always been very lucky as Catholics to have meaning ingrained in our life that you've just struck upon there, to become like God, to aspire to something. But if there's nothing to aspire to, if there's nothing greater than us and we are nothing great, I deeply sympathize with their struggle, because it's very difficult.
Yeah,
they've lost all meaning, but they don't realize why they've lost it. They don't realize that they were pulling blocks out like Jenga, and eventually the whole structure fell, but they were shocked when it fell.
Well, this is one of the reasons why God became man in Jesus, why God became one of us, to show us precisely what we could become and how to do it. But again, the devil got in there and he said, no, this God doesn't want you to become like him. It's just the opposite. He's trying to keep you from becoming like him by all these laws and by religion. So if you want to be really free, you got to break free from God and religion. And you got to decide for yourself what you will be, and then you will be free.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the insidious nature of the lie?
Yeah. But in contrast, look at how, I never realized how beautiful that is, that it had to be a very personal salvation, because it's just outlining what we are, what we're supposed to be.
You mean that
Jesus Christ became man, that it had to be personal.
Yeah.
Because our lives are personal, our salvation is personal, our meaning is personal.
Yeah.
Because what are we? Why did God create us if not to be in relationship with us? He didn't just want to, like, what's the word? The Christian deists that believe God just kind of built the world like a clock, set it ticking, and walked away.
Yeah.
That's so impersonal. Then why Christ?
That's right.
We have a much more personal faith. That's...
Maybe this is a good opportunity for us to reflect on the ways in our own lives we rebel against God's design. I can tell you personally, I really rebel against our limitations as a human person. I mean, there's a design and there are limits. We need food for nutrition. We need drink for hydration. We can't work 24 hours a day. We have to sleep and rest. We need exercise. We can't, for example, go back in time and redo things.
Mm-hmm.
There's limitations. We each only have limited abilities. We don't have all the gifts. Other people have gifts that we don't have. It's hard to accept all these limitations. We're going to grow older. But there's also the consequences that come from our choices that impose other limitations. Have you ever thought about this, Teresa? That at one point in the world, there was only one language. But because of pride and sin, God scattered the people around the world and there became multiple languages. That's a result of sin.
I always knew French was a result of sin.
I agree with you.
But I'm also, sorry to the French, I'm kidding.
Sickness, old age. Think about the things that frustrate us that we can't change.
Mm.
These are the limitations that come either from our God-given design or from the choices and the consequences that we reap from those. So the question is this, is it just to be frustrating until we die? Or is there a way that God wants us to use these limitations and leverage them for the greater good?
I think you're hitting at something really important with what we kind of touched upon in the meditation, that people are really not rebelling against rules, but consequences.
Mm.
That's what frustrates people.
You mean limitations and consequences?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So here we come to the difference between Satan and us. Satan looked at his limitations and then rebelled against God and rejected him.
Mm.
We can look at all of our limitations and we can entrust ourselves to God, surrender ourselves to God. And if we will surrender ourselves to God right at the point of our frustrations, our limitations, our contradictions, our sufferings, our sicknesses, our death, that's right. That's the space that God creates to enter to make us like himself. If Satan would have just looked at God and said, if he would have looked at himself and his limitations and then turned to God and said, I surrender myself to you, God would have entered him and divinized him and he would be the highest angel forever.
Mm-hmm.
So our limitations can lead us away from God in anger and frustration and despair. Or if we will surrender ourselves to God, that's the space he will enter and he will divinize us. So, whether you are struggling with the consequences of choices you've made in the past, maybe you have a chronic illness, maybe there's been a tragic loss in your life, whatever those limitations or sufferings, in whatever form they come, immediately tell God how you feel about them, be honest and frank, and then surrender yourself to God in the midst of those limitations. Surrender those limitations to God. He will enter into that space and transform you. That's a good resolution for today. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you. Sorry, I was a bit tired by the end.
Is that what my conversations do to you?
No. But much like you say, I should prioritize coffee first thing in the morning, and I've had no coffee today.
Coffee is always the priority. It is the one accommodation that God has given us to deal with our limitations. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.